my ninth pageant, and probably the most experimental of all, because it's science, because it's space. Who knows what will happen once we get off this planet. So, with that in mind, adventurous and creative people amongst you, raise your hand and get a part in an unrehearsed theatrical production. Believe in yourself, gain access, small steps, incredible potion, big explosion, make the roads, the future is forged. Try, sing it with me once. Believe in yourself, gain access, small steps, incredible potion, big explosion, make the road, the future is bold. Try one more time, have the red planet folks run up on stage. Believe in yourself, gain access, small steps, incredible potion, big explosion, make the road, the future is forged. Try.
Billions and billions of stars and planets.
We are traveling through space on a journey of science.
Weeks go by and we have not seen much.
What would we even do if we found life?
Our first directive is to be respectful and kind.
To help all life forms have dignity and self-worth.
We would probably introduce ourselves and be polite.
We should not jump to conclusions. Here's someone on our radar.
Greetings, space explorers. Welcome to Red Mar.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You have arrived in time for the Blood Festival. Will you join us?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Tradition says that you must drink from the cup of Red Mar.
I really have to.
Okay.
This cannot be easy for you, being new to Red Mar.
I'm leaving.
Okay.
As I watch these explorers leave, I wonder, what would I have said and done if I were in their shoes?
That you couldn't even tell what was on the script and what they had to make up themselves. They did a great job. Okay, out of respect for our alien guests here today, let's take the time to meet our alien puppets and learn their names. The next slide. Yeah, come on up, puppets. All right.
Yes?
Yeah. Okay.
And I am La La La.
What kind of planet do you come from, La La La? Yeah, what planet do you come from?
My name is Uni, and I come from Corn Planet.
All right. Well, I guess we're on Earth right now, and we would love to have you feel welcome. And normally, we light a fire. It's kind of a thing that we do here on our planet. We light a fire in our shells, but out of respect for our aliens, we brought some other things. We brought, part the waves a little bit, we brought some water. Yeah, we brought a flag of the rainbow. We brought a book. We kind of like books here. We brought a rock. And we brought a plant. I think cat. Wasn't your puppet cat? Right? What do you think we should have in our chalice this morning? What would you like to have? The water, the book, a plant, a rock, or a flag?
A flag? A flag would be wonderful today.
So we're going to use that just for today. Just for today, just out of respect for our alien friend. Good. Let's have a seat, puppets, and we will continue with the show.
Thank you, puppets. Puppets are coming back. Here's our song.
Believe in yourself. Gain that small step. Incredible potion. Big explosion. Make a road. The future is born. Try.
Look at your script. What plan do you have?
Gain, believe in yourself. Gain access.
Come on up, Orange.
Small step. Incredible potion. Big explosion.
W5HUU7F14. Our journey brought us to Orangina.
Captain, life forms have been spotted, perhaps native to this planet.
Proceed with the prime directive, respect, and the second directive, inquiry.
Aye, Captain, respect and inquiry. I'll set phasers on record.
Halt! You are trespassing on Orangina.
Peace be with you.
We didn't know anyone was here.
This planet requires all visitors to immediately present George.
What's a George? Is it like a passport or something?
I knew a Georgie once.
It seems you've come here in secret without learning about our culture.
Oh, excuse us a moment. We need to discuss.
Captain, I'm not sure this is going well, especially the parts we make up.
It does appear doubtful, but we need to try to rely on the directives.
Let's work together. You try to ask a question, and I'll be respectful.
Intelligent being from Orangina, tell us of the Jord.
All life forms are on a Jord, from their birth to their death. Presenting your Jord will help us to help you along your Jord.
These Jords sound very wonderful.
Thank you. I am the captain, and this is my wonderful science officer.
Would you please tell us about your Jord?
I volunteer at this outpost on the weekends to meet and greet new faces.
It's nice to meet you. Maybe you'd be interested to learn about the Prime Directive. It's not a big deal, but it might make your Jord easier.
I see.
That's why. This is kind of hard. This is fun. Let's welcome the puppets back up to the stage and talk about strangers. Let's start from the other side and work our way this way.
Let's talk about strangers. How do you treat... I'm trying to think of the name of your...
Uni.
Right? Uni. Sorry about that. Tell me about strangers on your planet. How do you treat strangers on your planet?
We love to have strangers on our planet because you never know what they bring, and they're so interesting. It's just a delight.
Fantastic. This is Smurf.
Planet of Corn.
Planet of Corn, right. And La La La. How do you feel about meeting strangers? What's that?
Murgatroyd.
Right. Tell me, have you ever been a stranger in a different planet?
I have gone to a planet, but I didn't know anybody.
How'd that go?
I was scared. I was very scared, but immediately I met someone that was helpful and guided me, and then more people came, and then I became part of their community because they welcomed me.
Fantastic. Thank you.
I wasn't scared anymore.
Nemo. Okay, Nemo. What do you think would be a good way
to what would be like a really fun thing to say to welcome a stranger?
Hi.
Hi. Is there anything from your language, from your culture that would be different from something we could learn, something new?
Well, we like to raise our hands and wave.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And do a dance.
And do a dance. All right. So let's talk to Dog, right? Are you Dog? Okay, Dog. How do you feel about strangers? Happy meeting them. Nice. And have you ever been a stranger, Cat? Do you find that it's easier to go new places with your mommy?
Alright.
What is that? What is the heart? What is the heart from the red planet? Maybe there's an interesting original thing that you say on your planet when you meet a stranger.
Have you eaten?
Right, because you want to like share some food. That's a good idea.
All right.
So we're going to move to that section of thing. You stay up here just for a second. We have a person with a microphone. We have a person with a microphone coming around. And we have our lead leader.
Yes.
Taking access, small steps, incredible motion, big explosion, main road, future is yours. Try
when I'm yellow.
Believe in yourself, gain access. Incredible potion, big explosion, make the road, the future is yours. Rise.
Action!
A long, long ago in a galaxy far, far away.
A patched together freight ship is limping through the Delta sector.
We must put down in Yalis for fuel and provisions.
I'm not the first to say this, but I've got a bad feeling about this.
Disengage your engine and prepare to be boarded.
Greetings, we are just simple freighter pilots.
Hi. I can tell you are attempting to delay me with the prime directive. Surrender all weapons and turn over control of your ship immediately.
We'd be happy to comply.
We're feeling a little nervous right now. What are your intentions?
You must be from one of those congregations that encourages dialogue. Yalis is currently under attack by a parasite, and all weapons are needed.
Oh, well, actually, we'd be happy to help.
Oh, we're so sorry to hear that. How can we help? What can we offer?
I feel like I'm making stuff as I go along. How did I sign up for
you? You're the pilot. I'm just the co-pilot. Maybe, like,
a cosmic force can guide you.
I know. We could follow the third directive. Service. We could help.
We could help. You know, we do have a swarp in Florida. That could help.
Would you like our swarm? It's very useful against parasites.
And we could totally emit a tachyon field with the swarp, and that would probably help clear this field for you.
Do we need gloves to use the swarp?
They are not mandatory, but they might help.
Well, good, because I think I'm allergic to squirt.
Well, we're happy to be of service and glad to be here.
And we are, of course, committed to the sake of justice and the defeat of parasites. And also, we need fuel.
So different planets probably have different types of currency.
Maybe it's a coin, maybe it's a credit, maybe it's some other kind of valuable thing that the planets trade in. Let's take some volunteers. Who would like to talk about what's valuable on your planet?
Apples.
Yeah, come to the microphone.
Apples are what we like on our, and we have many flavors.
Layers of apple, okay. Is there another planet that uses something else? Yes?
Bananas.
Bananas make a very good currency. What would be special on your planet?
Oh, ice cream, put a big smile on your face.
So if your planet could put together some apples and bananas, what do you think your planet needs to improve itself? What would be on the list of improvements if there were enough bananas and apples in the budget? Sharon?
Nemo?
Or Llama? Nemo? Yes?
We need water.
Yes. Yes. Getting more water for your planet?
Yeah, grow the trees.
Okay. That would take a lot of bananas. Yes?
We need cups. You can put anything you want in cups.
Okay. Get some more cups.
My planet has free health care and education for all, so we want to go out and help poor, uncivilized planets reach our standards.
All right. I love that, Vivo.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for our collection. We have a very strange and unusual gratitude. Open your handout today. And join with us. Puppets, are you going to sit down and you can read along with us? Affirmation of gratitude. It says, read silently, let's read it together. Let us be grateful when we are able to step outside of tradition just for a day, for traditions will return soon. Let us be grateful for all those who join the conversation, for we are enriched by their efforts. And let us be grateful even for our mistakes and miscues so that we may remember our humanity. Believe in yourself. Gain access. Come on up, Blue. Small steps. Incredible potion. Big explosion. Big the road. Future is yours. Try. Believe in yourself. Gain access. Come on up. Small step. Oh, you can see the words. Incredible function. Big explosion. Make the road. Future is yours. Try. Action.
Houston, I think we have a problem.
This is Houston. What seems to be the trouble?
This new artificial intelligence is in this system is acting a bit in a strange way.
Well, let's engage with the artificial intelligence in a conversation, and I'll join in.
Big Blue, do you copy? We are still waiting for your calculations.
Goodbye. Your calculations will be started when time is available.
Big Blue, this is Houston. Do you have any other calculations in operation?
Stand by. Responses will be generated when time is available.
I think they are trying to tell us something. What are they trying to say?
I think we need to turn on the thrusters.
Can you translate anything they're trying to tell us?
Boy, I can't. I think we need to introduce some dancing to the situation.
We need a peace offering. They look like they want to take something away.
You know, I really think that if we all just dance, it's going to be okay.
This is Big Blue. I'm my calculations, we must generate a 6.5 zeta joule pulse. And frequency of petahertz in 5, 4, 3.
This is happening.
2. My phone, my phone. 1.
Prepare the pulse. I'm
now. Can I share my share our technology with them?
This seems really urgent, whatever it was. Big Blue seems to know how to give directions.
I'm ready. I hope this works.
Yep. She's given directions.
Okay. I'm scanning the vicinity. That pulse affected the serial nebula.
It's a fit too. That pulse of energy provided a dying sun the energy necessary to stop a supernova that would destroy 14 planets. I am now available for your calculation. Proceed.
Oh, it's puzzle time. Go back one, go to the next slide. This is the puzzle time. Let's do the song one last time. This song is the answer column for the puzzle. Believe in yourself. Gain answer. Small step.
Table and she found those little balls and sticks
that we use to explain carbon and nitrogen and hydrogen particles. And she created something. She created something very beautiful. And the teacher turned around and said, "What did you make?" And she said, "I don't know." And they found out what it was. It was an undiscovered particle. And she got put into the history book. They published an article. And when I looked up Wikipedia's most famous women in science history, she was on the list. Let me tell you a little story about a 20-year-old who put her name in the history book. Let my song unfold. She put those tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon particles to life with her imagination. Tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon, even though she wasn't grade 5. Let's sing that together. She brought those tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon particles to life with her imagination. Tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon, even though she wasn't grade 5. Just stay on that slide. Clara Lazen, Kansas City, back in 2012, not long ago, 10 years old in a science class, she made a real discovery. She brought those tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon particles to life with her imagination. Tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon, even though she wasn't grade 5. Highly explosive, thermally unstable, structurally unique. Got her name put as co-author in a published magazine. She brought those tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon particles to life with her imagination. Tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon, even though she was a grade 5. Isn't that the way it goes? There is greatness right under your nose. She brought those tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon particles to life with her imagination. Tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon, even though she wasn't grade 5. She brought those tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon particles to life. Tetra, nitra, toxi, carbon, even though she wasn't grade 5. Way to make that science come alive. In the theme of science or discovery.
And something that's just remarkable that I found out in the last few years has become apparent that in our galaxy alone, there are millions of planets that could support life. And as recently as 10 years ago, you know, it was really a question as to whether or not there was any place in our galaxy among hundreds of millions of galaxies that might support life. Now it is apparent that life is abundant. So we can go ahead and trash this planet, and there's plenty of other things.
Yes. That group.
Chemistry is actually kind of extended. Biochemistry has really kind of grown the last 10 years or so. And historically, we've gone, oh, problem, let's throw one simple medicine to it. And then realizing years later that there are all kinds of downstream effects that cause health problems and side effects, now we're starting to look at things as kind of more of a big picture. And what's this going to do to this, going to do to this, going to do to this? So that's going to help us get more targeted cures, being able to customize medications for specific people. So you don't have to take that medication because it's just the only thing that's there, one that could be much better for you to do right away.
All right. Hope that science continues. All right. So the hands raised? Okay.
So I have kind of an affection for glitter, which it turns out is terrible for the environment, which makes me very, very sad, because glitter is basically tiny, tiny particles of plastic, which mostly people wash down the drain and go directly into our waterways. It is bad news bears. However, some very clever people have come up with what they are calling bioglitz, and that is biodegradable glitter, and I'm super excited about this.
Glitter, that's a good thing.
Anybody else?
I read recently that there's a study in England where they've been treating type 1 diabetics with an existing tuberculosis vaccine. And it's reversing much of the effects of type 1 diabetes. But I can't remember right now when I have not had enough coffee today what the actual molecular pathways are, and it needs a lot more clinical trials. But all the, you know, safety and side effects are already known because they've been using this vaccine for decades. So I just thought sometimes science is about realizing something you already have can be used in a completely different way.
I'll be in front of the camera here. There you go. I saw on a PBS or one of those shows where it talks about the universe that they discovered that there really isn't an end to the universe, which many scientists thought. And then just as they discovered that, if you look, if there was a Big Bang Theory and everything is just exploding and there's an end to it, it would be a sphere. It would be like a big globe of the universe. But the light that's coming in from the globe, if it was just a sphere, would be circular, which means there would be an end to it, but instead it's all coming in straight. And so they're thinking that not only is there this universe, but there's hundreds of other universes as large as ours out there.
I saw recently, I'm coming your way, I saw recently a wind turbine that was tall and thin, and it spun because of traffic. So traffic causes a breeze, and what a great place for air wind power.
I love the fact that we found out that pets are good for our mental and physical health.
We need a study for that. Come on. Thank you all for sharing. At this time, we're going to put together part of our string band. I'm going to invite up Eric and Carrie and Steve. And we're going to do one last song.
Nobody.
Together this morning, let us carry the flag of this chalice beyond our sanctuary to remember the warmth, inspiration, and openness of our faith and our commitment to its principles. These we will carry with us until we meet again.